The West Live.
The West
the
Live.
West Live. Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that because Mark McGowan is trying to get that paradigm shift happening. He spoke yesterday at the CEDA event at Burswood, at Crown, sorry, and he talked about, you know, what his strategy might be to reopen WA. We're going to talk to Peter Law, State Politics Editor at The West, a bit later on. But what did you hear out of McGowan's mouth yesterday?
I mean, $185 million is the plan. It's a pitch to tourists, to students, to skilled workers. It includes incentives to try and get airlines to fly here direct. We obviously had the Perth London direct flight, but looking at countries like Germany, China, Vietnam, so quite targeted to get people in here, tourists in here who, of course, are fully vaccinated. In terms of a date, we don't have the date yet. We do know that it's coming because we're getting closer to the 80% mark, which Mark McGowan said was going to be the mark at which he would then announce a date. He has said that it will be after National Cabinet that he will announce that. National Cabinet's next Friday. I'd expect it any time from next Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, which is pretty close, you know. Like,
yeah,
I think everybody's sweating on the date, but eventually, you know, we'll move past it and we'll get into that next phase of preparation. How do you think the pitch will go to international visitors, whether it's students or tourists, to come to WA?
I think the pitch is we're safe, we're stable, which is what we've been because we've been closed. But we're opening up. So how are we going to be any different to anybody else? This is where we're going to have to see what restrictions are going to be brought in when we open up. Is there something different with us compared to New South Wales and Victoria, for example?
Do you know what he needs to do? He needs to take a leaf out of New Zealand's playbook, where they tried to pitch themselves as the sort of the doomsday preppers paradise. And so all the Silicon Valley tech billionaires built their bunkers in New Zealand because that was supposed to be the safest place. But it turns out actually WA is the safest place.
Oh, they should have been building bunkers here.
Yeah. So I think we could tap into that market. It's a lucrative market.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I don't know, like safe as opposed, unless you're talking about swimming in the ocean.
Well, that's it. The thing Mark McGowan's saying is, look, we're opening up post 90%. Once we get to that level, a lot of the heat will come out of this.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
there'll be, you know, yes, there'll be cases, but people may be asymptomatic or it may be very, very mild.
Yeah.
Which is what we're seeing with this Omicron variant, which they have a presence of course, in New South Wales at the moment.
And where are we at with the vaccination anyway?
Vaccination rate. Let's pull out the current figures because we have passed. We were at, what were we yesterday? We were 75.7 odd or something.
Something like
so we're up to 76.2%
of
the WA population 12 and over.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty
good.
So we'll
hit the 80% next week. That'll
happen. Yeah, I reckon. But when do you reckon? 76?
76.
This is my favourite part of the show.
Thursday,
where we predict vaccination rates.
I'd say next Thursday.
Bingo. That's how in sync we are.
On fire.
Wow,
the Fizz Twins have done it again.